The signing ceremony was held in Wasilla at the Mat-Su Central School. House Bill 278 was put forward by Governor Sean Parnell, but underwent substantial changes during the legislative process.
We knew when we went into the session that more education opportunity was needed. We also knew that more funding was going to be needed. And in my State of the State, I called together both sides of that equation and said, for those of us who want to create more education opportunity, we need to be willing to step forward with new funding. And we asked those who were focused solely on funding to step forward to create new educational opportunity.
House Bill 278 is a wide-ranging bill that does several things. It repeals the Alaska High School graduation qualifying exam and allows students to test out of classes and still earn credits towards graduation. Parnell stressed that the bill makes changes to charter schools as well.
More equitable treatment of charter school students, public school students, those charter school students, more equitable treatment for you in transportation and facilities funding. Residential schools are also critical points of learning for those from our rural communities. We've substantially increased funding for the residential school option.
House Bill 278 was not an easy bill to pass, and disputes about the level of funding in the bill resulted in the Alaska legislature going beyond their scheduled adjournment date to finalize the bill. The bill features a $150 million increase to the base student allocation over the next 3 years, along with another $150 million in additional funding. Many lawmakers supported a greater increase to the base student allocation. Members of the minority organization in the State House supported a $400 increase to the BSA. That included Representative Sam Quito III from Juneau.
I think we're going to be struggling a little bit this year to try and keep teachers in the classrooms. We do have an opportunity next year to come back and try and make things whole, so I'm looking forward to that. And I think this session, learning experience for me, but we did see some push on education away from the neighborhood schools, and that's one of those things that I think we really need to work on, trying to push back towards supporting our neighborhood schools, because those are the lifeblood of the education system.
The Senate Majority Organization was quick to issue a statement praising the signing of House Bill 278. They noted the bill increases the BSA by $150 in fiscal year 2015, with subsequent $50 increases in fiscal years 2016 and 2017. Senator Kevin Meyer was one of the men who sat on the conference committee that brokered the deal on the education bill. He says the bill was important enough to warrant the legislature taking extra time to consider it.
I think it was good that we spent extra time on the education funding and worked through the three-year program. Obviously, we had a difference of opinion with the House on BSA versus outside the BSA. We are convinced and know that the whole foundation formula hasn't been looked at since 1997, and so didn't want to put more money into a formula that needs to be reevaluated and studied. And so we put quite a bit of money towards studying that over a 2-3 year period, and at the same time we funded education for the next 3 years, which was another thing that the folks in the education community said that they wanted. So whether it's enough for education or not, it's just going to depend on who you talk to. I personally felt like the dollar amount that we had on the Senate side was the right number. This is a art of compromise with the other body, and so I think we ended up at a still very respectful number that is going to allow our schools to go forward, and yet at the same time create incentives for reform and innovation in how we teach our kids, whether it be through charter schools, residential schools, or even correspondence schools. So I feel very good that the extra few days we spent on getting the education resolved was worth it.
House Bill 278 includes language lowering the minimum number of required students to 75 for a charter school to receive 95% funding from the state of Alaska. The bill also includes a $500 one-time credit per student for startup charter schools. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.